This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kwa tereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi, uri musi wechitatu, chikunguru 27, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe, dzamunopiwa neStudio 7, iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 11605, ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nhasi vati havasi kuzosiya chigaro chavo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vevakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Mibatanidzwa yemasangano akazvimirira muZimbabwe neBotswana yokurudzira SADC kuti ipindire pane zviri kuitika muZimbabwe umo musisina kugadzikana. Standing Committee MDCT yotadza kuwirirana nenyaya yevamwe vatevedzeri vaviri vakadomwa nemutungamiri webato iri vamogenzvangirai. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvave kukurudzira kuti kuumbwe chikwata chevanhu vanofanobata matomu vachitungamirira nyika kusvika kwaitwa sarudzo kana kuti National Transitional Authority. Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvi, izvo zvinozviti Platform for Concerned Citizens, zvaudza vatori venhau muHarare nhasi kuti Zimbabwe yakatarisana nematambudziko makukutu huye akasagadziriswa nyika inogona kutodzika zvakanyanya kuenda kumawere pamwe nekuva nehondo. Zvizvarwa izvi zvinoti sarudzo kana hurumende yemubatanidzwa handizvo zvingagadzirise nyika. Vana veZimbabwe vanotiwo kunyange vaMugabe vakataura vachasiyira matomu pari zvino hazvigoni kugadzirisa nyika iyo ine upfumi hwahondomoka huye zvizvarwa zvakawanda zvisiri kugutsikana nehurumende yavo. Dr. Ibo Mandaza, inhengo yePlatform for Concerned Citizens, vanoti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vedzisvondo, masangano akazvimirira pamwe nezvevemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, vanofanira kugara pasi vosarudza vanhu vangabudise Zimbabwe mumatope mairi kusati kwaitwa sarudzo.
Ndida kuti tibatsire nyika yedu kubve mukrisisi yatiri yepolitical neeconomic.
VaBRICS bomba vatiwo vanhu vanofanira kufanobata matomu ava vanofanirwa kuve vasina bato ravakarerekera, vakati zvinobatsira kuti kuitwe sarudzo dzejekerere dzisina bopoto izvo zvinozosimudzira nyika.
Authority yekuti vanhu vanozopinda imomomo vanenge vari vanhuwo vari non-partisan, vanhu vanenge vari neutral, vanokwanisa kuvandudza marwadzo ari munyika munomo nezvinhu zviri kunetsa zvizhinji izvi zviri paabove partisan politics. Vogadzirisa environment, volevula political playing field zvekuti tinozosvika pakuti mapolitical parties maybe panenge papera kana kuti makore maviri mapolitical parties ochizopinda ocontesta maelections achiziva kuti environment iri free and fair, iri level.
Amai Tsitsidangarembwa, vanhu vamunyori ane mukurumbira munyika, vaudza Studio 7 kuti National Transitional Authority inogona kugadzirisa matambudziko emunyika sezvo zviri pachena kuti vezvematongerwo enyika vakundikana.
NTA ndiri kuiona kuti yakanaka chaizvo. ngekuti ndiri kuona kuti tikaramba tichiita politics yemapati hakuna kwatinosvika.
Mune imwewo nyaya, vakapedza zvidzidzo zvepamusoro-soro vasina mabasa vati vari kuzoratidzira musi wa3 Nyamavhuvhu kunyunyuta kwavo pamusana pekushayikwa kwemabasa pamwe nekuondomoka kweupfumi. VaSamuel Meso, avo vati vakadzidzira zveindustrial and manufacturing engineering, vati vanoda kuonana navamugabe kuti vavabatsire nemazano ekuti nyika ingagadziriswe sei. Vakurudzira mukuru wenyika kuti ateerere vanhu vari kuchema.
Machi yatara nayo iyi yakanyanya kunangana nekushayikwa kwemabasa. Takatarisa kuti kuvandudzwa kwezveupfumi zvemunyika medu zvanyanya kuparara zvakanyanya, zvatingati pachishona waita usongo-songo zvokuti hazvichatarisiki.
Muzvare Michel Mugoronji, vakadzidzira Chemical and Process Systems Engineering, vati kunyange zvazvo vachiziva kuti hurumende yavamugabe inodashura vazhinji vanoratidzira, vati nhamo ndiyo yovosunda kuratidzira.
Zvisinei kana pakuita pakuti tiratidzire kodzero yedu nepakuti tibude tichitaura zvichemo zvedu, kana zvinhu zvinourayisa, ngatife zvikadaro, nokuti zvinhu zvatikazoona kuti izvoni muZimbabwe vanhu tatisiri kutaura, nekuti kusataura kwedu hakusi kuti izvona hatina mashoko ekutaura, asi yanga iri nyaya yekutya.
Vasina mabasa vavati vachange vachiratidzira pamwe chete nevabereki vavo vakavaendesa kuchikoro vachitarisira kuzochengetwawo. Mapoka akasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe anga achiratidzira, uye ruzhinji rwuri kutsutsumwa neutongi hwehurumende yavamugabe. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia, nhasi vachengetedzwa nemapurisa avanonzi vanga vachiferefeta kuti ndiana akanyora gwaro rakaburitswa nesangano ravo iro raikurudzira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiye basa nekutadza kutungamira. Asi zvinonzi mapurisa manomwe aenda kumba kwavaMahia kuchitungwiza, uko asvikovhara magoni ose mumba manga muine vanhu vashanu kusanganisira kacheche kane mwedzi mitanhatu, akabvuta nharembozha dzose achiti hapana aizobuda pamba apa kusvika vaMahia vazvipira kumapurisa eHarare Central Police Station. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata gweta ravaMahia vachaosinyika kuti tinzwe zvatora nzvimbo.
Vadaidzwa for questioning, havana kuchajiwa, havana kusungwa.
Saka iko zvino vari kupi?
Vari kubva nemibvunzo yavari kubvunza.
Ko imiwo semagweta mabvumidzwa here kuti munge muchivamirira zvakanaka pasina kushungurudzwa?
For the period yatanga tinawo hapana munhu amboshungurudzwa.
Vataura here kuti sei vavadaidza?
Havasati vataura, because ivo vaMahia vafonerwa nevanhu vekumba kwavo. Havana kudaidzwa nepolisi yekuno kuHarare. Saka vanhu vekumba kwavo ndovavaudzwa kuti nepolisi yasvika yatingavaende pa law and order.
Ko zvatiri kumbonzwawo kuti dzimwe hama dzavo dzambochengetedzwa naivo mapurisa ichokwadi here?
Haizvo hatizivi. That is information yati isu hatautozvinzwawo, tikutozvinzwawo izvizvi.
Gweta ravaMahia vachaosinyika vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nhasi vati havasi kuzosiya chigaro chavo sezviri kukurudzirwa nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vachiti vakadzika midzi pautungamiri wenyika. Asi zvabuda pachena kuti mubato reZANU-PF mamuka imwe hondo inotyisa, sezvo mumwe mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vashorwawo zvakanyanya nevakarwa hondo vanotsigira vaMugabe, avo vanga vachinzi vachivati vari kutsigira vari kunzi vari kuda kuti vaMugabe vasiye basa. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vatiyai! Vose mbotara mukai! Vatiyai! Vose mbotara mukai! achara pamusangano wavaita nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vari muchikwata chesangano revakarwa muhondo reZimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association chinotungamirirwa namai Mandi Chimene waitirwa pamuzinda weZanu PF muHarare vamugabe vati havasi kuzosiya chigaro sezvo vachiti vakasikirwa utongi uye veruzhinji vachiri kuvada vamugabe vati vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vari kuti vabve pachigaro vanhu vari kushanda nehurumende yeBritain America pamwe neFrance kuti hurumende iripo ibviswe vamwe vakarwa muhondo yerusununguko vari kuchikwata chinotungamirirwa navaChris Mutsvangwa avo vakadzingwa muZanu PF vakaburitsa mashoko svondo rapera vachiti vamugabe vari kufanira kusiya basa sezvo vakwegura uye vari kutadza kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka zvichakadaro vamiriri vehurumende idzi vakaudza Studio 7 masvondo mashoma adarika kuti havanei nenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe vachiti chavanongotarisira kuhurumende kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu pamwe nemitemo yenyika amai Chimene vashandisawo mukana uyu kutsoropodza mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa nekutungamira kwavanonzi vari kuita chipoka cheZanu PF chiri kuzvidaidza kuti Team Lacoste chinonzi chiri kugadzirira kutora matomho kubva kuna vamugabe kana vachinge vabva pachigaro amai Chimene vati chinoshamisa ndechekuti vamunangagwa havasi kuvhura muromo wavo pose pari kutaurwa taurwa nezvokuda kwavo kutora masimba kubva kuna vamugabe vamunangagwa avo vanga varipowo pamusangano uyu havana kumboti bufu kudzamara musangano uyu upere chimwe chipoka chinonzi chiri kukwikwidzana neTeam Lacoste chiri kudaidzwa kuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40 uye chinonzi chinotungamirirwa nemudzimai wavamugabe amai Grace Mugabe
tichakupai zuva ratinoti musangane mugova nerusaruro rwoutungamiriri hutsva
zvichakadai vamugabe vati sangano revakarwa muhondo rinofanira kuita sarudzo itsva kuti ritsvage umwe utungamiriri vamugabe vatarawo mukana uyu zvakare kutsoropodza vedzisvondo vavati vari kupindira munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vakatsoropodza mutungamiriri weboka rehashtag this flag vaIvan Mawarire rwepiri vati hurumende yavo haisi kuzopeta maoko echisiya veruzhinji vachiratidzira kusakufara kwavo neutongo hwavo
zvino kana maakupinda maakupindira muchibva mati pati ngaiti zvakati vanhu vatambura vanhu vahavisaziva zvokuita ngavachibuda vachiprotesta vaende mumastreets hurumende ngaichichinjwa kugozouya hurumende yakaita sei inopfuura hurumende yakadyira nyika
mashoko avamugabe aya anouya apo vechidiki veMDCT vakazivisa nemuvhuro kuti vacharatidzira zvakaomarira munyika yose mwedzi unouya kudzamara vamugabe vabva pachigaro zvichakadai nhengo yeZanu PF vaEnergy Mutodi vadzingwa pamusangano uyu nevechidiki veZanu PF vanga vachivapomera mhosva yekuti mutengesi vamwe vatori venhau vemapepa akazvimirira vanga vachishungurudzwawo nevechidiki veZanu PF ava musangano uyu wapindwa nevaimbova vari muhondo yerusununguko vashomanana nevatsigiri veZanu PF vane chitsama nyange hazvo musangano uyu wanga uchifanira kunge wapindwa nevaimbova varwi muhondo yerusununguko ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mibatanidzwa yemasangano akazvimirira muZimbabwe pamwe nevekuBotswana weBotswana Civil Society Solidarity Coalition for Zimbabwe kana kuti BOSISCOS iri kukurudzira sangano renyika dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica reSouthern African Development Community kana kuti SADC kuti ripindire mukutsvaga nzira dzekugadzirisa matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Masangano aya anoti ari kushushikana zvikuru nekudzikira kuri kuita zvinhu muZimbabwe munyaya dzezvoupfumi pamwe nechisimba chinonzi chiri kushandiswa nehurumende mukupindura vanhu vari kuratidzira kunyunyuta kwavo. Mibatanidzwa iyi iri kukurudzirawo mutungamiri weBotswana vaEn Khama kuti vatore matanho sasachigaro weSADC. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, tabata mukuru weZimbabwe Human Rights Association vaOK Machisa.
sedasangana akazvimirira tega taona kuti zvakakodzera kuti buritse gwaro rakafanana nairori tichikurudzira nekutenda muri yeZimbabwe kuti vasvika panguva yekuti vaziva kuti ukaramba uchishunywa pane pakuzotaura kuti haa ino hadishunya iyo. Saka isu semapoka akazvimirira tiri kusimbaradza chaizvo kuti ikodzero kutaridzira vakasununguka zviri pamutemo kunyunyuta kwavari kuita nemabatirwo avari kuita nehurumende yavambabwe.
Tinoonawo kuti mubatanidzwa wemasangano akazvimirira kuBotswana vaburitsawo zvakare gwaro kana statement inongori nezvinangwa zvakafanana nezvamuri kusimudza. Mungataura here kuti pane kushanda pamwe nemasangano iyoyo ekuBotswana?
Regai ndipe kutenda kuBosiskos inove ndiyo mubatanidzwa wemasangano akazvimirira ega kuBotswana kuti vasvikawo pachinhano chekurwadziwa asahwira vake vanhu vari muZimbabwe kuti vari kurwadziwa zvakangofanana nezvinogona kuitika munyika yavo kana kuti muNamibia. Zvavatorera kanguva kadikidiki kuti vazive kuti aiwa matambudziko aya akuchida kuti tichibatana pamwe chete seBotswana neZimbabwe tizive kuti kwatiri kuinda uku vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kusununguka. Saka ndoda kuvatenda nekuti tagara tichisika navo ende ndinofungidzira kuti vachatora matanho akati wandei kuitira kuti nyaya dzati kutaura idzi dzisangogumire muZimbabwe chete dziinde kusadhak dziinde kuau nekuun.
Asi munofunga here kumi kuti magwaro amuri kusimudza iwaya amuri kuburitsa anga akwanisa kuti zvinhu zvishanduke muZimbabwe? Tinoona kuti akasike kutanga kuti kunge uchiswa magwaro akadai.
Magwaro anosimbaradzwa nezviito. Kana isu mhuri yeZimbabwe tichiti taburitsa magwaro tinofanira kuzadzikisa nezviito zviri pamutemo. Saka ndinokurudzira mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti yasvika nguva yekuti muchiburitsa kutama kwenyu asi kutama kwacho ngakure kunoitwa zviri pamutemo. Zvatikadii nyange tikatoda kutaridzira vanditaridzire zviri pamutemo kusvikira hurumende yanyatoziva kuti zvido zvevanhu ndo zvinofanira kutaridzwa.
Vanga vari mukuru weZimbabwe Human Rights Association kana kuti Zim Rights vaOK Machisa vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Amai Hillary Clinton vaita mudzimai wekutanga munhoroondo yeAmerica kusarudzwa kuti vatungamire bato guru musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika. Izvi zvakatambirwa zviri pamutemo nebato ravo nezuro. Murume waamai Clinton vaBill Clinton avakambotungamira America vakataurawo pamusangano uyu nezuro vachiti mudzimai wavo munhu anoshanda nesimba pane zvose zvaanoita muupenyu. Vakati akasarudzwa kutungamira America vachavandudza zvinhu zvakawanda. Mutungamiri wenyika vaBarack Obama vari kutarisirwa kutaura nhasi pamusangano uyu kusanganisawo mutevedzeri waamai Clinton vaTim Kaine. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi chioneso Jani weStudio 7 abata amai Tendai Mataki vanova chizvarwa cheZimbabwe variwo mukoti.
Ndinonzwa kufara nekusarudzwa kwakaitwa Mike Clinton. Zvinhu zvekuti tichataurira vana vedu, vazukuru vedu, kunyanya vanasikana vedu, zvikutaridzira kuti muupenyu tiri kuendera mberi mwanasikana achatarisirwa pasi, akuonekwawo semunhu munyika. Kana nyika yakaita seAmerica yakukwanisa kuvhotera mukuru wenyika kuti ave munhu wechikadzi, muupenyu ndofunga tiri kubudirira. Saka ndinonzwa kufara chaizvo chaizvo zvekuti chero pandichazoitawo mwana wangu musikana, zvinhu zvekuti ndiri kufara mumwoyo mangu kuti ndinokwanisa kumudza kuti ndanga ndiripo pazvakaitika.
Zvii zvingadzidzwe neZimbabwe pane zviri kuitika izvi?
Pakutanga, pakuti mukadzi anokwanisa kurana maelections kuZimbabwe hatisi kuzvikwanisa izvozvo. Kuti mukadzi anomisidzana nevamwe varume kunzi anoda kutonga nyika, vanhu vachitovhota zvisina hondo, zvisina mhirizhonga, zvinhu zvakawanda zvatokwanisa kudzidza. Munhukadzi akangwarawo, munhu anokwanisa kutonga nyika nenzira yekuti vamwe vanhu vanokwanisawo kuteerera. Takazvarwa tiri vana amai, tiri vachengeti, tiri vanhu vekuti tinoutsidza, tinosanganisa, atiparadzanisi vanhu.
Vanga vari amai Tendai Mataki vanga vari parunhare kuNorth Carolina muno muAmerica nachioneso Jani weStudio 7. Standing Committee MDCT inonzi yatadza kuwirirana nenyaya yevamwe vatevedzeri vaviri vakadongwa nemutungamiri webato iri vamogenzvangirai. Nyaya yevatevedzeri ava vanoti vaNelson Chamisa nava Elias Mudzuri yanzi idzokere kuNational Council neNational Executive. Asi mashoko avo kuvatori venhau mutauriro wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka varamba kuti paita kukandirana makobvu nematete. Vati National Executive neNational Council dzichasangana kuti dzizeye bumbiro rebato. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Mwonzora.
Musangano wedu wafamba zvakanaka. Nyaya yanga iripo taipedza nematongere aita president wedu. Saka wafamba zvakanaka zvavo musangano wedu.
Asika tiri kunzwa kuti munenge mamine bata murefu bata mupfupi zvanga zvichifamba sei?
Kunyora kunoita vanhu pama WhatsApp magroup aya vachida kuita sekunge mumba meMDC mune bopoto. Nyaya iripo ndiro kuti nyaya hombe yanga iripo yanga iri nyaya yemavice president maviri akasarudzwa manje manje navapresident vedu vatsvangirai. Vatsvangirai vapa iwo kuti mutongo wekuti vakudzosa nyaya yemavice president maviri kuNational Council nekuNational Executive padeti ratira vachatipa vatsvangirai. Saka nyaya iyoyo yabva yanzi yakwe hatichataurira nezvayo, yakuenda kuNational Executive nekuNational Council. Ndivo vachazeya nyaya iyi kuti zvichafamba sei kumberi.
Munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reHuman Rights Watch rati vechidiki vebato riri kutonga munyika. Munyikai varikupota vachibata madzimai chibharo. Vechidiki ava vari munyika yeBurundi vanonzi vanenge vakapakatira zvombo uye mapanga. Izvi zvinonzi zviri kuitwa kumadzimai emapato anopikisa. Human Rights Watch inoti izvi zvakabuda muhurukuro nemadzimai makumi manomwe ari muhupoteri munyika yeTanzania. United Nations yakatiwo vanhu vanosvika zana nemakumi manomwe vanofungidzirwa kuti vakabatwa chibharo munyika iye. Kusagadzikana muBurundi kwakatanga apo mutungamiri wenyika iye vaPierre Ngurunziza vakaramba kusiya chigaro pakapera temu yavo. Mapurisa emumalawi asunga mumwe murume anonzi aiita tsika yekubvisa vanasikana mumhandara setsika yevamwe kuchamhembe kwenyika iyi. Murume uyu anozivikanwa nezita remadunhurirwa rekuti Bere anonzi anoti akabvisa vanasikana vanodarika zana mumhandara. Murume uyu akatendawo kuti anorarama neutachiwana weHIV AIDS. Murume anonzi John Hinckley uyo akapfuura vashakabvu Ronald Reagan makore makumi matatu nemashanu apfuura achaburitswa munguva pfupi muchipatara chaanga achichengeterwa chevanhu vanorwara nepfungwa. Mutongi wedare vaPaul Friedman vati Hinckley haachina munhu waangakwanise kukuvadza. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muNew York zviri kutarisirwa kusangana muguta iri apo pachaitwa mabiko nemitambo yakasiyana-siyana zvekucherechedza tsika nemagariro ekumusha. Gungano iri richaitwa nemugovera unotevera musi wa6 Nyamavhuvhu. Mumwe wevari kuronga gungano iri mufundisi Chaka Ngwenya vanoti zvakakosha kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvisangane zvichimboziya mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Zuva iri riri kuzivikanwa nekuti Family Day. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 navangwenya.
Zuva iri izuva rakanaka, tuda kuti vanhu vauye vafare, vana uyai nevana venyu, even kana vakazvarwa muno uyai navo. Tine macompetitions atitange tichiita tichivapawo mibairo, hobo yevana. Idea ndiye kuti mwana wese anouya aende kumba ine chimwe chinhu chaakabata, kaprize kana kamubairo kaanoenda akabata. Tine madzimai vanoda kutamba volleyball, ndifonerei 845-51907, 845-51907-10. Motifonera mutambo volleyball, soccer, tine almost 4 teams zvatokwana izvozvo izvi. New Jersey yakatokwana, New York ndoichiri kustruggle mbichana. Then todyawo nyama, tofarawo, toridza music, DJ Tau vanenge vachiridza. Ikokoko is a popular DJ arita zvakanaka ku Washington DC nekundo ku New York anenge chiridzawo ikokoko. Nemamu vachaimbawo nembira nemarimba nembira vacharidzawo ikokoko. So izwa rekufara rokuya kuzodya. Pano mwacho vazotengesa tunhu twawo tuma tables, yes, but food mahara. Kuburikidza neZimbabwe Christian Church, interdenominational church inosangana paSalvation Army every Sunday between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock every Sunday. So chikafu chakatengwa naMwari kudhara.
Zvakakosha sei kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviwanikwe zvichisangana muchiitiko chakadai?
Nyika yedu yakuda vanhu vakabatana iye zvino izvi. Nyika yedu yakuda vanhu vanoziva zvavari kuita, vanokangana nenyaya political affiliation. Yakuda vanhu vakabatana vanoti izvo izvi ndozvatakuda for nyika yedu. Kwete kuti ava ndivachawana ava because vane party iyi kauti ava ndivachata ngati zvakuda kuti vanhu vese vachibatana iye zvino izvi. Even in New York we want to do this. We are tibatane tifare. Tijike nyama mutaure munozvaka ingoni ma Republicans nema Democrats onogarisana one, you know, because tikatangira pana apaka vamwe vachazvibatira from everywhere else. Munogona kugarisana even musina supported the same party, mugogarisana mugofara mese.
Urongwa hwenyu hunenge wakamira sei kune avo vangada kuya?
Uyai imi kana ndada kuya kana haikona ikurasika. Panonzi pa Randalls Island, Randalls Island, it's under the iri pasi pe bridge rei rinonzi tribal bridge area. Ndio pane ground racho ipapa apo. Tirikuedza kumeka sure kuti mukauya ku Salvation Army 540 Lennox Avenue, mukauya ku Seni before 11 o'clock or yeah, before 11 o'clock. Munotakura pane shuttle ichatakura vanhu kubva pa Salvation Army kuendesa ku ground kwacho. Panonzi pa Randalls Island, Randalls Island, it's pasi pe bridge rei rinonzi tribal bridge area. Ndio pane ground racho ipapa apo. Tirikuedza kumeka sure kuti mukauya ku Salvation Army 540 Lennox Avenue, mukauya ku Seni before 11 o'clock pane shuttle ichatakura vanhu kubva pa Salvation Army kuendesa ku ground kwacho. Saka mukauya before 11 o'clock munowana shuttle mukasvika kuma 8 kuma 9 kuma 10 kuma 11 munowana shuttle inokutakura ikubva ikoko kuendesa kupi ku ground kwacho. Salvation Army iri pa 540 Lennox Avenue, New York, New York 10037.
Ndeipi mimwe mitambo ichange iripo pazuva iri?
Varume vachatamba bhora nevakadzi. Pane mwakadzi vari kuuya kuzotamba bhora ka. Then ipo vachaitawo volleyball. Then tichaita talent show yevana kuti varatidzewo zvinhu zvavanogona, kana achiridza instrument, kana kuri kuimba, kana kuri kuita drawing or whatever. Anenge aita izvozvo tinoda kupa vana maprizes. Every child akangoita chaanenge angoita tobva tachifanira. Then tichaita imwe time yatinovabvunza mibvunzo, tikavabvunza mibvunzo vakapindwa zvakanaka tobvatavapa maprizes. Biggest poti chaitwa ikoko kudya, kurubikwa sadza, kubikwa nyama yehuku, matumbu, mafet kuku, madzimai vari kumhanya mhanya izvo zvizvi fish. Pane mumwe mudzimai akabva kuZimbabwe anobika fish inonaka zvisingaiti. So mukasauyawo maruza.
Vanga vari mumwe vari kuronga gungano reFamily Day kuNew York vachakangwenya vachitaura naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kwakare kuNew York. Tokupai zvabuda mumitambo yenhabvu yeCastle Lager Premier Soccer League yatambwa nhasi. KuBarber Fields Highlanders yaita mangange 0-0 neTriangle kuchitowa kuLuveve Stadium. Mutare City yaitawo mangange 1-1 neCholocho. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 pm tiri kutarisa nyaya yemusangano waitwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko apo vapika kuti havasi kuzosiya chigaro. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe nasi vata havasi kuzosiya chigaro chavo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti tichange tiri tose zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiya mina Marvelous Musanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 27th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. Here are our top stories this evening. President Mugabe says he won't resign after he was dumped last week by some former freedom fighters.
This is me. My people will have me for yet some time.
Struggling university graduates prepare to stage a peaceful march in Zimbabwe.
What we have seen is massive corruption, and now the economy is in a state of animated suspension. We cannot continue to tolerate this. After all, they are threatening people using ZANU-PF youths, raw gawk youths.
Botswana civil society groups urge President Ian Khama to intervene in Zimbabwe gripped by social and political unrest.
It's important that the head of SADC intervene, but obviously we can't take initiative on our own.
And the MDCT plunges into a political crisis following the appointment of two deputy presidents. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. President Robert Mugabe says he will remain in power despite growing calls for him to leave office for allegedly failing to run Zimbabwe. The president made those remarks at a meeting convened today by war veterans and the ruling party following a bold move by some former freedom fighters to dump him ahead of the 2018 presidential elections. Thomas Chiripasi attended the meeting at the ZANU-PF headquarters and filed this report.
Addressing some former freedom fighters belonging to a faction of the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association, led by Manicaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene, Mr. Mugabe said he would not leave office, charging that he was created to be president. President Mugabe said he would continue to occupy the country's top post for as long as he was still alive and Zimbabweans still wanted him to lead.
This is me, and you... My people will have me for yet some time. Like me, I say, well, that's your own concern. I say, I don't mind it.
The veteran leader accused Britain, France, and the United States of working with some war veterans and opposition forces through their embassies in Harare to effect what he described as illegal regime change. Some veterans of Zimbabwe's Liberation War aligned to Chris Muchangwa, who was recently expelled from ZANU-PF, last week called for Mr. Mugabe to leave office, saying he was too old to campaign for in the 2018 elections. Those war veterans also accused Mr. Mugabe of failing to run the country's affairs. The president dismissed these allegations.
The embassies, foreign embassies in the country that are interfering with our politics, intervening, although they're doing it privately, clandestinely, I want to warn them to desist from it. Their rules, the rules that govern them, don't allow them to interfere with our politics, to try to subvert our system of government, and to do things that amount to subverting the present government and its authority. Please stop.
However, representatives of some foreign embassies told Studio 7 in recent weeks that they were not involved in Zimbabwe's political affairs, adding that they were only expecting the Harare government to uphold the rule of law and protect citizens' rights. Meanwhile, factionalism in the ruling party took another turn today when Chimene openly castigated Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa for allegedly keeping quiet when allegations of him plotting to remove President Robert Mugabe from power were being leveled against him by some in the ruling party. The vice president, who attended the meeting, did not say a single word, although Chimene challenged him to take on Mr. Mugabe at a special congress if he was power hungry. Mnangagwa reportedly leads a ZANU-PF faction that is angling to take over from President Mugabe once he leaves office, while First Lady Grace Mugabe is allegedly leading another faction calling itself Generation 40 or G40. Mr. Mugabe encouraged Mnangagwa not to remain silent on allegations being leveled against him. There was some drama before the president took to the podium when singer and ZANU-PF activist Energy Mutodi was chased away from the meeting by some ZANU-PF youths who also manhandled some journalists from the independent media in the full view of the ZANU-PF leadership. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Indications are that one of the war veterans, Douglas Mahia, has been arrested for spearheading a move by former freedom fighter to dump President Mugabe.
Some unemployed graduates told journalists in the capital city today that they have been reduced to beggars as they cannot find formal employment in an economy that is not generating any jobs. One of the graduates, Samuel Meso, who has industrial and manufacturing engineering degree, said it is worrying that President Robert Mugabe remains in power when most of them cannot find jobs. Meso accused the president of running a government with allegedly corrupt ministers and other state officials who cannot come up with policies to create jobs for graduates and other people in the country.
What we have seen is massive corruption, and now the economy is in a state of animated suspension. We cannot continue to tolerate this. After all, they are threatening people using ZANU-PF youths, raw gauk youths. We are saying enough is enough. We are the citizens of this country. Now we are saying no to non-partisanship, unemployment, injustice.
The graduates said they have already written a letter to President Mugabe asking him to address their concerns on the day of the march. Another graduate, Kudzai Hove, said they posted the letter as they could not physically hand it to him.
In terms of us knowing whether the president received this letter or not, it's one of the things which we highlighted, that it's unfortunate the state where we are living in. We are all afraid. I don't know if there's any one of you who can volunteer today to help us go and submit this letter in the president's office. We would be more than welcome and happy if you do that for us.
Zimbabwe has been hit by sporadic protests, with Zimbabweans expressing their disgruntlement over the ZANU-PF government's promises in the run-up to the 2018 general elections that it would create 2.2 million jobs. The country has an estimated unemployment rate of 8-9%. Meanwhile, some Zimbabweans calling themselves concerned citizens have urged President Mugabe's government to hand over power to a transitional authority in order to address the current social, economic and political crisis in the country. Speaking at a press conference in Harare today, the group said, without urgent action, the country faces a real threat of social unrest and the probable collapse of the state. The group is proposing that only National Transitional Authority, or NTA, will be able to lead Zimbabwe through a period of key reforms and economic stabilization that will result in free and fair elections. Dr. Ibo Mandaza, An academic and a member of the group said the National Transitional Authority may save Zimbabwe.
When a crisis, political and economic crisis, most people are protesting at what they don't like about the situation. Here is a proposal to get out, how to get out of the situation. Only a proposal to provide an opportunity during which the country can heal and economic and political reforms are undertaken before the next elections.
Another group member, Briggs Bomba, said the transitional authority can be an instrument that would allow the country to move from the current deepening crisis. He suggested that the NTA would create a conducive environment even for free and fair elections.
If we were to go for those elections without the reforms under a neutral body, such as being proposed as the National Transitional Authority, those elections will be disputed and will only deepen the crisis that we are confronted with.
The group is suggesting that the National Transitional Authority should be composed of non-partisan Zimbabweans who should ensure that Zimbabweans hold undisputed elections and the necessary reforms needed to turn around the country's economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Thank you, Patricia. That there was a report from Patricia Mudadigwa in which university and college graduates who are failing to get jobs say they will stage a peaceful march next week to express their dismay over the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe. In a related development, a coalition of Botswana civil society organizations have called for an end to police brutality in Zimbabwe and urged outgoing SADC chairperson Ian Khama to intervene. Studio 7 correspondent Martin Gwenya has more details from Gaborone.
The Botswana Civil Society Solidarity Coalition for Zimbabwe, or BOCISCOS, says the brutal beating of ordinary Zimbabweans during recent peaceful protests should stop. The organization's spokesperson, Tlasezo Palime, says it is time for Botswana President and SADC Chairperson Ian Khama to act on the unfolding Zimbabwe crisis.
We have obviously, as BOCISCOS, we feel that it's important that the head of SADC intervene, but obviously we can't take initiative on our own, because at the end of the day, SADC is an organization which has members. So we're hoping that other member states will also feel that it's important for SADC to intervene.
The coalition urged the Zimbabwe government to uphold the rule of law in the face of rising dissent, where protests have been the order of the day. BOCISCOS, which brings together trade unions, human rights groups such as the Chanelo, Botswana Council of Churches, and other non-governmental organizations, says the President Robert Mugabe government must restore the rule of law. BOCISCOS says the government should reverse a recent import ban on certain goods, which it argues denies many Zimbabweans, particularly cross-border traders, a decent living in the face of rising unemployment. Additionally, the civil organization says the ban is against the SADC trade protocol. Meanwhile, Palime says it is aware that a group of Zimbabweans were recently denied the right to march to their country's embassy in Gaborone.
We heard that there were some Zimbabweans who had planned to march to the embassy, but obviously one has to firstly find out why they were denied permission. Had they applied for a permit? Had they gone through the proper procedures?
One of the concerned Zimbabweans, Mr. Chris Matondo, says they are taking the matter to court after the police denied them the right to march to the embassy and present a petition to Zimbabwe's ambassador to Botswana, Mr. Thomas Mandikora.
Advise our lawyer to approach the court on the matter regarding the turning down of our intentions to march on the last application.
BOCISCOS says the situation has reached a level where SADC cannot turn a blind eye, as it has the implication on regional peace and stability. Reporting for Studio 7 in Gaborone, Botswana, this is Martin Gwenya.
At the same time, a coalition of 30 civil society organizations in Zimbabwe says it is concerned by the deteriorating economic conditions currently prevailing in the country and the heavy-handedness manner in which the state is using in response to civilian protests. Okay Machisa, director of Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, which is part of the signatories to a press statement released yesterday, tells reporter Jongaka Ndemiri that they want SADC to put Zimbabwe on its agenda for its meeting next month.
I would like to thank the people of Zimbabwe for coming up with legal and constitutional ways of telling the government that enough is enough. And it is indeed that the civil society of Zimbabwe is echoing or buttressing what these forces are saying to the government of Zimbabwe. So we are not changing anything. We are actually saying this is what the people of Zimbabwe are saying, and precisely why we are saying we'd want the Zimbabwean issue to come back when the SADC has meet in August of next month.
Botswana Civil Society Solidarity Coalition for Zimbabwe, or BOSISCOS, has also issued a press statement on the current human rights situation in Zimbabwe. Are you working together with this organization?
Indeed. This is an organization that has always been in solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe. BOSISCOS has always taken our issues at higher levels.
That was Zimbabwe Human Rights Association Director O.K. Machisa in Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. A standing committee meeting of the MDCT was abandoned prematurely today after the party's vice president, Thokozani Kupe, confronted her boss, Morgan Tsvangirai, over his appointment of Nelson Chamisa and Elias Mudzuri as his additional deputies. Sources say Ms. Kupe raised a point of order as the meeting was getting underway and objected to the presence of both Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mudzuri, who were controversially picked by the MDCT leader a few weeks ago. Kupe told Mr. Tsvangirai that his appointments were illegal as they violate the party's constitution. Other standing committee members joined in, and those four fought in Kupe's corner include Organizing Secretary Abednego Bebe, Secretary General Douglas Monzora, Party Chairman Love Momoyo, Lynette Gore, and Party Spokesman Obed Gutu. Those who supported Tsvangirai are Charles Wende, Amos Chibaya, Tabita Kumalo, and Murisi Zizwai. Morgan Komichi and Paulina Mpariwa remained neutral, while Teresa Makoni and Happy Mochidziva skipped the meeting. About 20 minutes of heated squabbling, Mr. Tsvangirai called off the meeting and referred it to the party's National Council and the National Executive. One official who attended the meeting described it as the shortest and most hostile ever of all standing committee meetings. For Perspective, reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda.
The fact of the matter is that for as long as we can remember, the MDC has not had an experience where a meeting gets abandoned and Tsvangirai loses total control of a meeting of one of his national committees. And I think that this is an indication that things have this time gotten completely out of hand for him, and that he is losing some bit of control amongst those stalwarts who have worked alongside him for a very long time and are unwilling to criticize him. I think we've come to a point where we realize that to a certain extent his influence and power is waning. Justice is the influence and power that's on Mugabe's side. I think it is unfortunate that Tsvangirai is reaching this milestone right at the same time when ZANU-PF and Mugabe is reaching the same milestone, which means the influence that he has, if Mugabe loses influence, he's going to lose just as much influence because it is going with the mood. It is a very bad moment for the opposition to be going through what it is going and for this meeting to have been abandoned. And I think that indicates a miscalculation by Mr. Tsvangirai in terms of how he was supposed to carry out his appointments. Did them at the wrong time? Did them when he just came from leave of sickness, when he didn't have enough time and control to understand what members of his party and the different structures in his party were thinking?
What message do these squabbles send to the masses who for long have rooted for the MDCT?
The mood indicates that people would like to resist any form of dictatorship, and move, the message that's going out there to the people isn't a good message for the opposition and its desire to get into power.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda in England. Coming up, Hillary Clinton makes history as her husband dazzles delegates with a powerful speech at the Democratic National Convention. But first, a look at regional and international news. John Hickley, the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, will be released soon from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to tell Americans why he thinks Hillary Clinton, his one-time Secretary of State, should replace him in the White House when he leaves office next January. Obama, finishing 8 years as the American leader, is the key speaker on the third day of the Democratic National Convention, where delegates on Tuesday acclaimed Clinton as the party's 2016 Democratic presidential nominee, making her the first female standard bearer from a major U.S. political party. Vice President Joe Biden, Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg are set to make the case for Clinton. On Tuesday night, Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, offered an impassioned speech for her, recounting his courtship of her in the 1970s while they were in law school and the family life with their daughter Chelsea through the past 30-plus years. Hillary Clinton officially secured the nomination Tuesday when Sanders closed the customary roll call of states by asking the convention to select her by acclamation on unanimous vote. But the move by Sanders did not go down well with some of his supporters, who staunchly oppose Clinton and have not accepted his calls for them to support her. Several hundreds of them walked out of the convention hall and staged a sit-in protest. For perspective, Studio 7's Johnny Sojani speaks to VOA's Edrisa Dia of the French service.
For the first time in the history of the two major parties of the United States, a woman has been nominated to run for president of the United States. That's a historic event, and it was duly noted, and Hillary Clinton is that woman, and she'll be running against Donald Trump come November 8th.
What is the significance of Hillary Clinton winning the Democratic ticket and being the first woman Democratic nominee in history?
It is because it never happened before. And, you know, there was a first with Barack Obama being the first Black American to accede to that highest office on the land here in the United States. And now you have a woman who has a chance of getting there, and also showing to every woman and every young girl in the United States that it's possible. It's possible, and that's what America is all about.
Bill Clinton used words to describe Hillary Clinton, such as change maker, mother first, as if appealing to emotional side of his supporters. Why did he do that?
He had to introduce again, if necessary, his wife, because he's better in a better position than anybody else to talk about her character and what she represents for America, for the projects, the programs they are working on. Because Hillary Clinton is not very popular, and people don't trust her.
Chuoni Sojani also reached Doreen Kumalo, living in Denver, Colorado, who says she will vote for Clinton.
It was just one of those moments that shows democracy at work. It's something that I definitely wish for my country, that we can have leaders and people that do care about the nation and do care about people, and be able to get to that point where they take their desires, their ideas to a platform at a national level instead of being squashed, killed, or made to disappear because they don't think like everybody else or don't support what the government is doing.
This is a historic moment for America. Do you feel Hillary Clinton's nomination has affirmed and paved a way for Zimbabwean women leaders to take a stand in the 2018 presidential elections?
Absolutely. We are just as capable as any other person to manage, and we do it every day. We manage, we lead, we work, we organize, we do all these things. And there shouldn't be this artificial feeling that if it's a certain position, all of a sudden a woman isn't qualified. So I think that is a huge step in terms of even people in our own country, when we're thinking about who would be the next president of the country. We shouldn't limit that arena to people that are necessarily of any particular gender.
That was Doreen Kumalo, a Zimbabwean living in Denver, Colorado, speaking with Studio 7's Shoni Sojani. And in our diaspora segment, Zimbabweans in New York in the United States are expected to hold a family day next Saturday aimed at bringing together families to share ideas on the situation back home and engage in social activities. One of the organizers, Chaka Ngwenya, says the event will feature different games and music. There will also be plenty of free traditional food that will be provided by the organizers of the event to promote the spirit of giving and togetherness. Ngwenya tells us the event has generated a lot of interest from Zimbabweans living in New York and other American states.
The event is on August 6th at Randall's Island, field number 6. This is under the bridge of a tribal bridge. It's a beautiful place close to the river. It's on Randall's Island, August 6th. It's the whole day from 11 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We will be having fun. It's a family event. Everything for everybody in the family.
What has made you decide to have this family event for Zimbabweans, and where are the Zimbabweans coming from?
I know it happens all over, but in New York, I think it's a little worse. It was Pastor Tembo's idea last year, and we thought we should bring Zimbabweans to be united. Mandebele, Mashona, Makalanga, Mandau, just come together to be united for once, just to be happy. We're providing all the food for free because we want Zimbabweans to be united. We want Zimbabweans to show the world that we can be united. Even if we belong to different parties, different churches, we can be united. It's all about unity. A lot of us, tinema cliques, little cliques, here, click up. Even those who are in the churches, always fighting, finding fault in one another. We're saying this day, forget about your church, forget about your political affiliation. Just come out and enjoy. Let's speak Shona, let's speak Ndebele. Let's just enjoy the music. DJ Tau is going to be there with all music from all over, old school, new school, you know, future school, whatever you want to call it. Come out and just enjoy.
Why is it important, do you think, for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, especially there in the New York area, for them to come together and have this family day?
Listen, we belong in this country, but we don't belong in this country. We are Zimbabweans. Even our children, even if they are born here, they are Zimbabweans at the end of the day. And it's important, you know, right now we are always crying over the situations back at home. You know, we have to find a common ground to say, you know what, let's just come together and just fellowship and just be happy and cry together and be happy together for just one day. For one day, just come in and just unite and be together. There's so many things that are happening. A lot of people come to me and say, Shaka, what's going on with your country? You know, and I can't explain what's going on in Zimbabwe. It's very difficult. I just came from Zimbabwe in December. I can't explain to anybody who doesn't understand, but my Zimbabweans understand. People from Bulawayo, Konangale, you know, people from Mashingo, wherever, you know, Kwamtare, you know, they understand what's going on in Zimbabwe. So when we talk, we speak the same language. In other words, we understand what's going on. We understand what's going on, what has been going on for the last 36 years. We understand that. You can't explain that to somebody who is not from Zimbabwe. Some of them actually like the people who are ruling Zimbabwe because they don't understand, and some people don't like them. And we do understand. We understand the political situation in Zimbabwe. We do understand it, but foreigners don't.
So do you have any initiative that you do collectively as this Zimbabwean group that's meeting?
To be honest with you, we started this from the church. We said, listen, let's just love people. Let's just forget about bringing them to church. Let's just love people. Let's just do something amazing for the people, just for the love of the loving Zimbabweans, their friends and their families. I know there are a lot of them who are not from Zimbabwe, but they are friends. Right now, we have soccer teams that are coming from Zambia. No affiliation, nothing. Just loving people and saying, come out and enjoy yourself. No stress. Come and distress.
That was Chaka Ngwenya, one of the organizers of the Family Day set for New York, August 6th, speaking to us from New York. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our host, Gibbs Dube and Jonga Kandemiri, will be talking with listeners about the clash between President Robert Mugabe and the war veterans. Now, to recap on today's top stories. President Mugabe says he won't resign after he was dumped last week by some former war veterans. Now, stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavelasi li chananjani mtwakazi siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlanga 27 ngontulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Nxa singalethe abantu abathiwa ngama ngesilungu ama technocrats laba abakuthiwa baye bezimele bodwa besazi umsebenzi kodwa bengilani yokwamabandla. Lokhu ngibona ngathi kungathuthukisa umkhono.
Umanyano wenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kwele Botswana uthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi umongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Ian Khama angenele kudaba lweZimbabwe njengomgcinisihlalo weSADC.
Umhlangano lo ngokucila nje abantu ukuthi kuthiwe khona laba abakhuluma kuqala ayisibo, kodwa nje kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi uhulumeni lo segogekile, sokumele ukuthi ngaye uyalalela okwakhulunywa ngabantu bakhe bona.
Umongameli Mugabe utshela ihlekana labalwa impi yenkululeko ukuthi uzaqhubeka ebusa lanxa abaningi besithi sokumele ehle esihlalweni. Kuba lokudlephana emhlanganweni webandla le-MDCT owe-Standing Committee phezu kodaba lokukhethwa kukamnumzana Chamisa lomnumzana Mudzuri ngomnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abomanyano we-Platform of Concerned Citizens bathi isimo esiselizweni sesidinga ukubunjwa kobukhokheli obuzaphatha intambo zombuso phansi kwe-National Transitional Authority ngenjongo yokulungisisa inkinga ilizwe elibhekane lazo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba owenzelwe Media Center wokwethulwa kwalo manyano kuZulu, omunye wamalunga awo uDr. Ipo Mandaza uthe kumqoka ukuba labo abazokhethwa ungena kuqulwa labazaphatha umbuso okwesikhatshana kube ngabantu abamsulwa abangela bandla abalilandelayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu ngomunye wabakade bekhona emhlanganweni lo. UNdlovu wamukele ngenjabulo umcabango wabe-NTA wokulungisisa isimo eselizweni ngale indlela.
Ubunzima esilabo ngokuthi ubukhokheli esilabo kabuthenjwa ngabantu, njalo sobehlulekile ukuthi ubuthembise abantu bana buyakwanisa ukukhokhela ilizwe. Nxa singalethe abantu abathiwa ngesilungu ama-technocrats baye bezimele bodwa besazi umsebenzi kodwa bengelani lokwamabandla, lokhu ngibona ngathi kungathuthukisa umkhono.
Akufisayo uNdlovu uthi kube ngumcabango osekelwa nguZulu wonke jikelele, hathi ihlekana lalabo abazithi bafundile.
Kufuze kube into yokuthi nxa beyiqala kufuze bangene ebantwini bakhulume nabantu bazwisise ukubana kuyiwa ngaphi bengakayiqali lindaba, ngoba akufuzanga ukuthi lindaba icine isithethwa ngabanye abantu njalo abanezifiso zokuthi labo bafuna ukubana bebuse, kodwa kufuze ithethwe ngabantu labana esingathi balesimilo njalo balenhliziyo labantu lokuthi umkhonomi weZimbabwe uye phambili, ngoba ukukhona kathesi umkhonomi usebunzimeni, ngakho-ke ufuna abantu abalesineke.
kwaba ngumbono osekelwe ngomunye oyisakhamuzi emzini weGreencroft, uMnumzana Desire Chuma.
uZulu uqhakathekile ukuthi abekwazi ngalokho okuyabe kusenzakala, ngoba yibo abantu abakhangelele ukuthi bakhetha bona umuntu abamfunayo. Ihulumende ebusayo ikhethwa ngabantu. Umbono lowo mina mbona kungumbono omuhle, ngoba uyakhulula wonke umuntu ukuthi afake umbono wakhe.
Iqula lamalunga e-Platform for Concerned Citizens bathi injongo yabo ikukhankasela ukuthathwa kwamanyathelo okumanyanisa ilizwe okuzaphathisa inhlalakahle kaZulu, ukunanzwa kwamalungelo oluntu kanye lokulondolozwa kwenotho yelizwe egoqela imvelo labantu abazingcwethi emisebenzini ehlukeneyo ukuze bengabe bephuma elizweni besiyathuthukisa amanye amazwe. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshele abanye babalwa impi yenkululeko namhla ukuthi uzaqhubeka ebusa lanxa abaningi besithi sebulele ilizwe, ngakho sokumele asuke esihlalweni. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Khuluma emhlanganweni labanye babalwa impi yenkululeko laba esikhodleni sebandla lakhe lezanu PFR namhlanje, uMgabe ugcizelele ukuthi akayindawo njalo uzakhokhela aze ayokufa.
This is me and you, my people will have me for yet.
Ye, yimi engikhona manje njalo ngizaba ngikhona okwesikhathi esithile, ngoba abantu basangithanda yibo abathi ngibe khona, labo abangamthandiyo angilandaba labo.
Abaze emhlanganweni wanamhlanje liqembu labalwa impi yenkululeko abakhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Mandla Chimene, umphathi ntambo obona ngendaba zasesigabeni seManicaland. Abalombono owehlukele likhokhelwa ngumnumzana Chris Mtshangwa, elithe ngeviki edlulileyo selifuna asuke embusweni uMgabe. Umnumzana Trust Nubo osebenzelana nabasakhulayo uthi umhlangano lo utshengisa obala ukuba ibandla lezanu PF seliphelelwe ngumphako, njalo selizama ukubamba ngamandla abalwa impi yenkululeko ukuba beqhubekele phambili belisekela.
Njoba ngamafona vele kube sokukhanya vele sokukhulunywa ukuthi vele wonke wanika umhlaba umhlabathi, uma engakhuluma ukuthi vele ukhanya ngani vele ukhuluma into ezingani azihambelani lohulumende, bakhanya ngani vele ethi betshile ukuthi basadadela amapulazi wona lawo. So kukhanya vele konke lokhu kwethusela abantu ukuthi bengakwanisi ukukhuluma imibono yabo, njengoba ubona kukhanya ngani vele wonke umuntu kusukusela even labo bezanu PF kukhanya ngani vele unzima babubone babuthwele and babona ukuthi vele uhulumende laye vele nguye sokukhanya ngani vele sehle.
Ocubungula ngezombusazo umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi leli liqiniso sibili, njalo kusobala ukuba leli bandla lizama ukusebenzisa indlela yokuxabanisa abalwa impi yenkululeko ukuba bengamingi alizwe linye kumisebenzi yabo.
Uyabona ukuthi nxa uthakona abalwela inkululeko abakhulumayo kayisube iqiniso sokutshengisela vele ukuthi uhulumende lo esilaye lokuthemba ukuzithemba yena, ngoba nxa sithi nguhulumende wabantu awalwela inkulumo kasazithembe yena. Umhlangano lo ngokucila nje abantu ukuthi kuthiwe khona laba abakhuluma kuqala ayisibo, kodwa nje kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi uhulumende lo segogekile. So kumele ukuthi ngaye uyalalela okwakhulunywa ngabantu bakhe bona. Singathi yena uMgabe lezana uphepha ngaye bayalalela ukuthi kwakhulunywa kwathiwa khona kungcono akaphumule. Lobu qila ababenzayo kuletha abantwana bekuthiwa khona ngabalwe benkululeko, hhayi akulunganga.
uNgwenya uthi yonke le imizamo engasoke yethusele abantu abafana labalwa impi yenkululeko.
Uyadivida bhenxa abantu bevele bedivided. Okwakhathesi sebuntu abantu abalwe inkululeko sebebambene, babambana babhala ugwalo lwana bengabantu ababambeneyo. So akusela thuba lokuthi uba divide ngathesi. Engqondweni yakhe yena usefuna ukusebenzisa isitho savele esijalise nosisijo ukuthi abadivide, kodwa okwakhathesi mina ngibona ngathi sebebambene. So kumele ukuthi aqondane lakho akhulume labo, nxa besithi bona kaphumule kungcina aphumule.
UMnumzana Masimba Kuchero ucubungula ezombusazwe uthi kusobala ukuba uMgabe sesethuswa ngokwenzakalayo elizweni, esengoba-ke njengomuntu ozama ukuvala izikhala amagabha esevuza okungalungisisekiyo.
kanele leyo abakhona kathesa ngibona ukuthi yiwo ama war veterans sibili ngoba ungakhangela into indlela ababe sebenzisa ukuthi banxusi ama war veterans umhlangano lowo bebesenza ama radio bebesenza ama newspaper ayisiyo ndlela esiyaziyo ama war veterans benxusa emhlanganweni yabo bale ama structures zabo balendlela yabo ukuthi nxa bekhuluma laphana bekhulumisana so angiboni ukuthi yena nguye ole pressure afuna ukuthi anike ama veterans ubona njengani usefuna ukuthi yena ama veterans engamniki pressure
uthe kuphuma obala ngoba esegijigijima ixhothoza bonke ayesebenza labo laba kubandla lakhe njengabathengisi bangavele bakhulume imbono ehlukileyo kule yakhe
nxa singakhangelisisa sabona ukuthi abantu abese khonona ngendlela ohamba ngayo izinto sebebaningi kakhulu njalo into iyenza ukuthi abantu bonke labo bekhale yikuthi akusela mali khathesi nje yikho sibona amapholisa ezuza amasalari amasoja azuza amasalari phambi kwayizolo so uzabona ukuthi indaba yokuthi ilizwe kalisela mali iyo esenze ukuthi abantu benze nje indlela leyo yokuthi labo abasafuna into eyenzakalayo
lokhu ayisiko kokuqala ukuthi umongameli umgabe oyipatron wenhlanganiso ye-War Veterans Association ehlangane labalwa impi yenkululeko phansi kwenkokheli kamuyi uchenjerayi hunzi kwake kwaba lokufuthelana okunje betshengisela befuna ukuhlawulwa inkulungwane ezingama-50 zamadola ezimbabwe $50,000 bathelwa ngentuthu ehitshayo waphinda wahlangano labo lonyaka bekhokhelwa ngumutshwangwa ngemva kokuzama ukubamba umhlangano wabo e-City Sports Center bathelwa njalo ngetiyegasi ngamapholisa Incwethizwe zombusazwe zithi laloba umgabe angaze athathe waphi amanyathelo okwenzakala elizweni okwamanje sokumkhulela njalo engasoke wafa wavala umkhosi osuhlatshwa nguye wonke umuntu elizweni esindwa yisimo esikhona esingasaphileki elizweni ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare nguMark Peter Ntambe
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930, 12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Umanyano wenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kwele Botswana uthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi umongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Ian Khama angenele kudaba lweZimbabwe njengomgcinisihlalo weSADC njalo zithi kumele amalungelo abantu abaphikisana lo mbuso kamongameli Mugabe abahlezi betshengisela ahlonitshwe kubika uMartin Gwenya
Inhlanganiso esihlangane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe ezibumba iBotswana Civil Society Solidarity Coalition for Zimbabwe iBokis Cause zithi kumbalwa okumele kulungiswe eZimbabwe kulandela ukuqhamuka kotshengisela emavikini asanda kudlula isikhulumi senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu eDetswana lo unkosazana Khasetso Phalime uthi balandzelele ukuthi isikhathi sokugoqa izandla kodaba lweZimbabwe sesizidlule ngakho bafisa umongameli Ian Khama njengomgcinihlalo weSADC uthi angenele
We have obviously as the case because we feel that it's important that
Silethemba ukuthi umongameli Khama angangenela udaba noma nje sazi ukuthi iSADC inhlanganiso yamazwe amaningi kodwa sithemba ukuthi ngombiko lo bazabona kufanele ukuthi bangenele
Kodwa omunye weZimbabwe uthi noma nje kulungile ukuthi inhlanganiso ezitsheniyo ikakhulu eluhlwini lwangezansi kwe-Africa zitshengise ukukhathazeka ngesimo seZimbabwe kuzaba nzima ukuthi umongameli Khama angenele ngesikhathi esizaqeda isibanga sakhe njengomgcinihlalo weSADC.
Kulutshwane okungenziwa ngumongameli uKhama ngoba amalanga akhe okuba ngumgcinihlalo weSADC asephelile, aphela nje ngo-August 17. So kumele sikhangelele umgcinihlalo ongenayo, the new chairman. Who is uKing Swati oweSwaziland ukuthi mhlawumbe yena ngiyongathi eyifaka indaba le on the agenda
iBokis Cause ithi ikhathazeka njalo ilo ngochuku lwamapholisa kulabo abatshengiselayo isithi kumele kube lontshintsho kumalungelo oluntu ahlonitshwe Inhlanganiso le ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe ayekele abantu batshengiselwa ngokuthula hashi ukubaphatha ngodlame. Njalo ithi uhulumende kumele abuyisele emuva imithetho engahambelani loZulu efana lokumisa ukuthenga enye impahla elizwe ngaphandle kwelizwe. Isithi lokhu kubulala impilo yeningi kakhulu abaphila ukuthengisa impahla evela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Ithi lokhu kuphambana lezivumelwano zalotshwa ngaphansi kwemithetho yokuthenga lokuthengiselana ngaphansi kwenhlanganiso yeSADC. IBoxer Scores ithi enye imithetho encindezela uZulu efana lemigoqo eyenziwa amapholisa engacaciyo emgwaqweni kumele ihambe. Okokugcina bathi ukungenela kwesadik ngomongameli Ian Khama kuqakathekile ngoba isimo seZimbabwe silimaza ukuthula kanye lokumanyana kwezwekazi lezansi le-Africa. Ngingumathini Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 sawurongile Botswana.
Abenhlanganiso emela abaphutha izifundo zaphezulu emakolishini abangela imisebenzi eCoalition for Unemployed Graduates basebekhuthaze uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi alalele isikhalazo zikaZulu athi ukuhlukuluza abantu abaveza imbono ehlukileyo kuleyakhe. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe eMedia Center, abenhlanganiso yezifundi lezi bachazise injongo yabo yokutshengisela abafuna ukukwenza ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 3 Ncwabakazi lapho abazofola belubhekise edalele parliamente. Omunye wabakhokhela ukutshengisela lokhu uNkosazana Michelle Mukoronje waphutsha izifundo zedegree leChemical and Processing Systems Engineering kodwa akaqhatshwanga. Uthi yena kuyamdanisa yena labanye abanjengaye ukuhlukuluzwa kwalabo abazama ukukhuluma phezu kwesimo elizweni okubalisa umfundisi Ivan Mawarire osengosiyaphephela kwele South Africa. Kungalesi sizathoke befuna uMongameli Robert Mugabe aze emkhosini wabo ozaqala ngokufola besiya edalela eParliament befuna ayiphendule imibuzo yabo njengomkhokheli owabekwa ngabantu esikhundleni akiso. Acho lokuba ikuphi leyo audit echaza indlela inotho yelizwe yabiwa ngayo.
Nxa sokunjalo i-audit le siyenziwe sithithina kuye upresident, umuntu lo muntu owatshontsha imali loba lisenti lehulumende, thina njengabantu beZimbabwe siyithi thina abantu esibuya si-employe laba bantu sifuna abantu laba bebotshwe ngoba kade betshontsha inotho yothi inotho yethu inotho yelizwe eyiyo yona impangelo ebana oJoshua Mqabuko Nyongolo kaNkomo bahamba empini yinto esiyikhulumayo.
Belo mbuzo njalo ukuba ikuphi imisebenzi ayithembisayo mhla egcotshwa ukuba ngumongameli.
Kades kumele bebesebecreate 1.4 million jobs okuyikho khona okungayakayenzakaliyo. So sifuna upresident esitshele ukuthi bona sebengaphi ngendaba leyi ekuba besinike imisebenzi njengabantu beZimbabwe. Njalo sikhangela i-manifesto yabo bona babesithi indigenize, employ, develop, empower. Sebengaphi ngaleyo manifesto? Izim asset yabo hawu liphepha nje lalidlaliswa liphomba ubhalwa ligijima ilizwe lonke abakayenza ilutho. So sifuna upresident usengaphi ngodaba lokuthi yena nyaka lo nyaka uyakhepha abantu kuma-university kodwa betholakale bengela msebenzi.
Encwadini yabo yokunxusa uMugabe ukuzokhulumisana labo phezu kwenkinga ilizwe elibhekane lazo bathi bafuna azochazisa ukuba kuyini asekwenzile ukuqeda udubo lokungathembeki elizweni olwe-corruption lokuthi bajeziswa ngayiphi indlela abatholakala belamacala. Besithi bazimisele ukumphathisa ngamacebo phezu kokungenziwa ukuguqula isimo bethi yikho bemnxuse ukuzolalela izikhalazo zabo abaphe impendulo esuthisayo. Ube lezithelo lowo mhlangano nxa engasabuyanga njengesicelo sabo kuza kuba yisibonelo sokuba uyinkokheli engelani loZulu weZimbabwe kusitsho ukuba bezokhankasela ukususwa kwakhe kusetshenziswa ukhetho luka 2018. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC nginguPraxedes Jeremiah ngilibaleleke udaba olulotshwe nguMavis Gama eseHarare.
Kuqhamuke ukufuthelana lokudlephana phakathi kwamalunga e-Standing Committee MDCT namuhla phezu kokukhethwa kukamnumzana Nelson Chamisa lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ngumkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai owenze umhlangano waleli dale wachithwa usanda qalisa. UTswangirai ukhethe ababili laba kumalanga asanda kwedlula ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe lanxa evele lomunye umsekeli unkosazana Thokozani Khupe. Abangene emhlanganweni lo bathi uthe uqala nje umhlangano uMakhupe wahle wasukuma watshela uTswangirai ukuthi uChamisa lo Mzuri bebengamelanga babe emhlanganweni lo ngoba kabakhethwanga ngemfanelo. Kulapho-ke okuqalise khona ukufuthelana lokukhulumisana kubi abaningi besekela uMakhupe abagoqela umnumzana Bednico Bebe ongumqoqi wenhlelo zebandla, bomgcinisihlalo umnumzana Love Momoyo, isikhulumelo umnumzana Obet Gutu lo nobhala jikelele umnumzana Douglas Monzora kanye lonkosikazi Linette Kore. UMakhupe labanye bakhe laba batshele uTswangirai ukuthi wephula isisekelo sebandla ngokukhetha uMzuri loChamisa. Ekade besekela uTswangirai babalisa umnumzana Charles Wende, umnumzana Amos Chibaya, unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo lo mnumzana Murisi Zwizwayi. Umnumzana Morgan Komichi lo nkosikazi Paulina Mpariwa bebethuli kwathi unkosikazi Teresa Makone lo mnumzana Happy Mochi Dziva bebengekho. UTswangirai ugcine emisa umhlangano lo wathi udaba lolu soluzahluzwa lidale le-National Executive kanye lele-National Council. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume ingcweti kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona ngani mina lolu daba lusupho nje uPresident Tswangirai azidingele lona ngendlela yokuthi phela umuntu nxa ufuna ukwenza ufuna ukuguqula indlela ibandla elikhulele njenge-MDC esebenza ngalo, kuyabe kufanele uqale ugijimise abantu bonke ubone ukuthi bathaya ngenyathela linye, atho ukuthi nje uphanga ukuthi hayi sengisenza ukuthi ungabona ukuthi bangaki abavumelana lawe njalo bangaki abaphikisayo. Ngibona ngani mina khonokho ukuthi umnumzana Tswangirai ubengekho kula kwenza ukuthi enze isinqumo lesi engacabangisanga kuhle ukuthi kathi kungaba le mpumelelo bani. Ngibone ngani mina singaqina sifike esifangele sokuthi uNomzana Tswangirai atholakale esebuyisele emuva isinqumo sakhe sokuthi apromote umnumzana Chamisa Nomzulu.
Ukudabuka phakathi kwebandla khona kukatshana.
Mbona ngani kungaba yikuthi ukudabuka uTswangirai angabe ngelandaba lakho kangako, ngoba esazi ukuthi yena mhlawumbe uzasala nabantu abaningi njengalokho kwenzakale ngemva. Kodwa udubo olusenzakalayo ukuthi udabuka kwebandla futhi njalo lusenziwa yinkulumo eqondane lesisekelo sombuso webandla, kungenza ukuthi umbuso wakhe ucine usilwane ukuthi hayi abantu kabasawuthembi kangako, njalo i-MDC amathuba ayo ukuthi ingafa yabo silizwe laseZimbabwe abe esewe kakhulu. Mbone ngani okungcono njalo angagcine kwenzela umnumzana Tswangirai ukuthi ade hayi kuthi ukuthi lapha bengiphambanisile buyisala nemuva isinqumo lesebesengisenzile. Mbone ngani uzazama ukuthi angenzi ibandla lakhe libuye lidabuke phakathi njengalokho okwenzakale eminyakeni edlulile.
Ukudlephana lokhu kuthoni kubasekeli baleli bandla?
Ukudlephana lokhu phela kukhulu njalo lapho sokulingana lokho kuzalo PF ukuthi sokubangwa ukuthi hayi indlela ibandla elibuswa ngayo kayisaqondanga. Ngibona ngani mina uqinisa kakhulu njalo kupha amathuba kuzanu labanye abangikhokuzana abafana lezimfese kamju, ngoba phela bona bangatshengisa ukuthi bayalwisana njalo nxa ukuthi lize ibandla lingabe yaliqhamuke phakathi angekela umnumzana uTswangirai liqhamuka phakathi, kutsho ukuthi uZulu lokho kade kukhangelele kungabe sokukhathana kakhulu ukuthi kubuye kwenzakale, ngoba izanu loba ilokuphikisana okukhulu kangako ilokhe ilamandla okuthi njengoba iye kuhulumende khonokho kwenza ukuthi bekufunakala i-MDC eqinileyo njalo esebenzela ndawonye ukuthi ze ithole ukuvusa.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekwelebhilithane. Live Talk namhla sikhangela amazwi kaMongameli Robert Mugabe awethule emhlanganweni awenzela abanye abalwa impi yenkululeko namuhla. Esithi uzaqhubeka esembusweni lanxa bebaninga abathi sehlulekile njalo sokumele ehle esihlalweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 isakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha A Voice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Inhlanganiso ye-International Organization for Migration ithi kwava abantu phosi abangamakhulu amane engozini yokugenquka kwemikhumbi komkhumbi owawuthwela abantu bemazweni atshiyeneyo aweAfrika besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza eEurope ngo-2013. Kulabantu abedlula amachumi amane abafileyo njalo kulimale abanengi kwele Syria ngemva kokudubuka kwebhomba ebelithiywe emoteni enkulu ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abe-ISIS. Umhlangano omkhulu webandla lama-Democrats okugcoba unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ukuthi abe nguye omela ibandla leli kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika ngolwezi uyaqhubeka namuhla edolobheni le-Philadelphia njalo abakhangelelwe ukukhuluma bagoqela umongameli Barack Obama lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Joe Biden. Abakhulume izolo bencoma unkosikazi Clinton bagoqela umyeni wakhe umnumzana Bill Clinton yena owake waba ngumongameli weMelika. Umnumzana Clinton labanye bakhuthaze uzulu ukuthi avotele unkosikazi Clinton ngoba engumuntu osetshengise ubukhokheli obuqotho ngemisebenzi yakhe yokulwela amalungelo abantwana izigoga lozulu nje weMelika. Siqhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esisekela unkosikazi Clinton umnumzana Muzi Ncube yena ohlala khona apha eMelika.
Unkosikazi uClinton siyamjabulela kakhulu njalo siyamlandela thina lapha eAmerica singama-Democrats. Jabulile kakhulu sibili izolo sibukele iTV lapha sibona iconvention yakhe eFiladelphia lapha ephakamisa sibili amalungelo amakhosikazi njalo ephakamisa njalo namalungelo abantwana abancane ephakamisa njalo futhi lamalungelo abantu abagogekileyo. So into esizithakazelelayo kakhulu zonke lezi esizibona ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump on the other hand umRepublican izinto abangazifeziyo lezi into abangazijabuleliyo into abangaziphakamisiyo. Siyamjabulela kakhulu uHillary Clinton ngakwenzayo.
UBill Clinton siyazi wake waba ngumongameli welizwe, ubona lokhu kumphathisa yini unkosikazi Clinton ukuthola usekelo?
Kakhulukazi sibili Mr. Nkomo, ngoba njengoba utshilo lawe ukuthi uMr. Clinton wayengumongameli welizwe lakithi lapha e-America and ngumuntu ole experience kakhulu sibili njengomuntu owakhethwa kabili 2 terms. Samthanda kakhulu ngesikhathi ekhona engu-president. Unemployment rate was less than 5%, unlike yithe Zimbabwe where it's over 90%. Ngumuntu sibili olohlonzo ohloniphekayo uPresident Clinton and ngendlela akhulume ngayo izolo encoma unkosikazi wakhe khuluma elandisa lokuthi bahlangana njani bese sebancane bese college. How was khuluma sibili istory saze saphutsha lapho esiphutsha khona sibili into akukhulumileyo zonke ngaye that siyabona sibili ukuthi umama ovele waqalisa ukulwela amalungelo abantu dala khona le besaqalisa kulaw school.
Bakhona yini abangane bakho mhlawumbe abasekela umnumzana Trump abavela eZimbabwe?
Abangani bami angahlangani loyedwa ongabe ethakazelela umnumzana lo uTrump.
Umnumzana Mzobanzi Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khona pha eMelika sixoxela eseVirginia. Ukuziphetha ezo suku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umanyano wenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kwele Botswana uthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi umongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Ian Khama angenele kudaba lweZimbabwe njengomgcinisihlalo weSADC. Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshela abanye babalwa impi yenkululeko ukuthi uzaqhubeka ebusa lanxa abaningi besithi sokumele ehle esihlalweni. Kuqhamuka ukufuthelana lokudlephana kubandla le-MDCT emhlanganweni we-Standing Committee phezu kodaba lokukhethwa kukamnumzana Chamisa Lomudzuri. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Inkomo lilale.